This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you on the evening edition. Keith Kamm joins us from the news desk with the market wrap, but also some World Cup news in less than 5.5 hours. It all kicks off in Russia with the first match between the home country and Saudi Arabia. Now, I'm sure this will have some impact on global markets, but what will that impact be?
I can't believe you're talking about football.
I can't believe it as well. But, well, it's market related. So, you know, but there are 3.5 billion people who call themselves football fans across the world.
And would you count yourself as one of the 3.5 billion?
Minus one.
Minus
one. Second, you know, in second place is 2.5 billion. And those are cricket fans.
Half of those are in India.
you're not wrong. You know, India, New Zealand, UK.
Australia.
Australia correct. As well. Yeah, of course. So with that many people watching and listening, estimates about a billion who will be watching. So they are also expecting reduced trading volumes for the next 4 weeks until July 15th when the final happens. Also, the matches are in Russia, which means they're in the same time zone as Europe and within the trading hours of Europe and the Americas. So obviously, you'll see reduced trading activity. And just for some context, because the last time the World Cup was held in the same time zone, that was in 2010, and that was in South Africa, analysis of trading data during that time, which looked at 15 global stock exchanges, they saw a 33% drop in trading activity.
33%? Wow. Slacking off. It must be worse, I guess, though, if a home team is playing, like, say, Germany, France or the UK, also the home of major European stock exchanges, right?
Yep, obviously. And Asian markets will also be affected because a lot of these matches are being played at night, which is, our time, and I'm sure a lot of people will be up late at night and watching these matches and staggering into work like zombies the next morning.
Oh, lovely.
So, studies also found that market returns are on average 0.24% lower than normal the day after a late night World Cup game. And then, but what was interesting is that listed beer brands like Anheuser-Busch InBev, which makes Budweiser, Heineken, Carlsberg, listed pizza makers, Yum Brands, Domino's, they may benefit. And it's no laughing matter because Goldman Sachs and UBS, they did studies on these.
Yes.
No, sure. You get the munchies late at night when you're watching football, right?
Obviously, so,
yeah. I mean, okay, so while we're on the subject of the World Cup at football, how has Astro Malaysia Holding shares been doing?
It's very interesting because there's been a lot of news flow with regards to Astro in the past couple of weeks. Talk that Ananda Krishnan wants to take it private, that help it go up. RTM is airing World Cup matches live, taking away some of its business, and then the resignation of its CEO. Mm-hmm. So Astro Malaysia, it hit a low of 136 in the past couple of weeks, 183 on June 6th. Today it closed at 161. That's up 2 cents from yesterday, so not too bad, actually.
All right. Well, Keith Kamm, thank you very much for that market wrap and football chatter. I think we're going to leave it to Ross and the experts.
I think we should.
We should. All right. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.